The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Holiday homes are proving a point of contention for communities up and down the country. That's according to today's Irish Independent, which found that second homes and Airbnb rentals are putting houses in certain areas far beyond the reach of locals. Many local representatives say the short-term rental market is a blight on residents, and there are calls for the government to step in. Now, with me here in the Radisson is Carl Dieter, CEO of OnlineApplications.com, and we're joined on the line by Fianna Fáil Councillor for West Clare, Killian Murphy. Good morning to you both. We'll go to you, Killian. I suppose you are blessed with a familiar name, Killian Murphy, on this particular day. But you're not that Killian Murphy. You're Councillor Killian Murphy.
I am indeed. My social media mentions went through the roof yesterday. And thanks to one particular national grocery store, I was tagged in a huge amount of advertising as well. So, yeah, it made for an interesting day.
You can glory in the name, if not the Oscar. Now, talk to me about Airbnb.
The species, Pat.
You're the original of the species. Now, talk to me about Airbnbs in your area and what the problem is.
Look, I suppose I've long been advocating for the need for registration and regulation here. Yes, it is a huge it's a huge part of our tourism economy. There's no getting away from the value of it economically. But I think inside, in the middle of all this, there is the kind of social value that is being eroded. And I think that's a massive, massive problem. You know, we want to bring in visitors. Short-term letting system has no regulation, no registration. There is no compliance with state directives. There's no, you know, they don't pay rates. So they're in my view, they're undermining existing businesses. So you have a guest house with 6 or 8 bedrooms. You've had to get planning. You've had to deal specific issues with regards to fire safety, wastewater treatment, all of those things. And yet, when you sell it, you have to include those costs into your sale price. Meanwhile, the neighbour down the road has none of those costs and can undercut you all the time. So, you know,
But wasn't it always the case that Mr. and Mrs. O'Connor down the road might have had a B&B where they would use a couple of their bedrooms to rent to passing tourists? That's been there forever.
Yeah, but they've
Airbnb puts it on a digital platform. I'm not sure they were all registered at all.
Well, if they were in Fault Ireland, I mean, they would have had to be registered. We have legislation in place with regards to having people stay in a guest house and a bed and breakfast. There's legislation around having to comply with that sort of legislation. Like, you know, the other piece of all this is and I don't agree with the fact that, you know, commentary that would say the short-term let is the cause of all of our issues with regards to property, with the housing market. It isn't. But it is certainly a contributing factor, and it is exacerbated in some places. So where I live, Kilkee, you know, we have 1,100 holiday homes. Now, there is a differentiation to be made here between second homes, which are used almost throughout the year, and holiday homes, which are literally used for 2.5 months of the year and are vacant for the rest of the year. We have a problem. Our businesses, our tourism businesses, cannot find accommodation for their staff. We've got to the point where some businesses are purchasing hotels are purchasing accommodation so that they can house their staff. And again, they're housing staff for 3 months of the year. Like, that's adding a cost to that business operation that has to be recouped back through their sales
price.
I'm
not sure what has changed. Trying to understand, where did the staffs for those holiday hotels, where did they stay before the Airbnb
they would have been the sons and
revolution?
They would have been the sons and daughters of people who lived in our community and who no longer can, because they're competing in an international marketplace for property. So we have a finite value that we can, you know, or the people who live here have, you know, maybe working 2 or 3 jobs. They're not at the upper end of the economic or the wage salary scale. So, you know, they're not here anymore. Their kids are not here anymore. So the families aren't here. That's a challenge. So much and all, as we talk about this massive influx of visitor and the value to our tourism economy, well, that's fine until you can't get staff to serve those cappuccinos or to pull those pints or to serve those tables, because they're having to commute.
Is it more, though, that the children of people in the area are saying, I'm not going to spend my life working in a hotel for, you know, the minimum wage or the living wage or whatever it is. I can go to other places, whether it's Dublin, Cork, Galway, or Sydney, or Perth, or New York, or London. I can do all of that, and that's what I'm going to do.
But the point here, Pat, is there are no families for there to be children, because those families cannot live here because they cannot compete in the marketplace for housing. On top of all that, local authorities are precluded from buying individual houses. So I know where there are several houses and former social housing estates, council housing estates, that are for sale. The council cannot buy those. Government has precluded that. They can purchase them on an individual, specific basis for a specific purpose. And even then they have to get departmental approval. I think that's nuts. I mean, the reality is these are public houses built with public money 35, 40 or 50 years ago in a council estate.
And why are they not allowed to buy them back? Because they are, I know, councils all over the country. No, but all over the country, councils do buy private housing. And
they can buy on specific circumstance, Pat. They have specific circumstances under which they can. They cannot just come along to Mr. whoever and say who's selling his former council house and say, we'll buy that.
Is it because it's a former council house? Is that the nub? Because if it was built privately, could the council just go ahead and buy
No, they can't. They can buy them under specific circumstances, under approval from the department.
So and do you know what those specific circumstances are? What kind of hoops do you have to jump?
Disability would be one example. It may be for traveller specific accommodation, maybe another. And I think there's another one, but I can't remember it off the top of my head. But this is my point. Here we have, I have 77 families on our social housing list in Kilkee and the Loophead Peninsula. I know of two former council houses right now for sale in the marketplace. And Clare County Council are precluded from buying those unless one of those 77 people have to have a disability issue or the house is set up in a specific way for people with disabilities. So what is
the solution? I mean, the call is to tax these houses in some way to make sure that they become available at a price, at an affordable price to local people. What is the proposal?
My suggestion always has been, first of all, they have to be registered and that's fine. They then have to have planning permission. That allows our local authorities to ensure that the proper planning and sustainable development of an area is incorporated into this. They can look at some areas and say that's fine. They can look at other areas and say, no, we have too many already and you cannot have a short-term let or an Airbnb property. We have to incentivize the use. So first of all, we have to bring in regulation that puts short-term lets on a par with long-term rental. And then we have to incentivize it. If you wanted to rent out your spare room, Pat, you would get 14,500 tax-free. Mm-hmm. Why can we not look at a system whereby long-term rental, and maybe not everywhere, so take rent pressure zones, for example, take coastal communities with a higher than normal percentage of holiday homes. We can incentivize that by location. We did it before. We offer tax breaks for building holiday homes. And lastly, I think, again, we should be able to use the census data to say that these are locations where there is a very, very high percentage of holiday home and vacant properties. In those local electoral areas or within those electoral districts, the local authority has a carte blanche to go in and buy properties as they come up, especially if they're former local authority houses.
Yeah. I mean, it shows the mistake of selling off that local authority housing stock in the first place. I mean, what they have done over the years, because they believe that home ownership creates stability, they've sold off a social housing stock. And then they've had to replace it at about five times the price that they got for the housing stock in the first place, which seems to be foolish in the extreme. Anyway, that's Killian's view. That's Councillor Killian Murphy of Fianna Fáil. And listening to that, Carl Dieter, who's with me here in the Radisson Blue Hotel. So, Carl, what do you make of this? It's a real problem. Locals can't afford to live in their own community. And therefore, you've got loads of tourists coming in to use the Airbnbs and no staff for hospitality.
Okay, well, there was a lot to cover in what Killian was talking about. So I'll just go through a couple of the things. I mean, the first one is that Oxford Economics did a study on the value of Airbnb to Clare as an area. And it's in excess of 25 million euro a year and accounts for about 5% of tourism jobs. So I don't think that, I mean, get rid of Airbnb, I don't know what Killian's plan is to replace those jobs and that income to the county. It's vital. When you talk about Airbnb not paying rates, that's because they're not commercial buildings. They're actual regular buildings, and therefore they pay local property tax. The income is from that is taxed. I mean, it's important not to turn it into some special categories if there's no benefit from it. And you spoke about the social value. Well, I think the ultimate social value is people having jobs, and this actually helps to create jobs. Now, it can have impacts on other jobs, but the solution isn't to get rid of something that creates jobs. It's to have more jobs and more in your economy. And you do see
the
regulation.
But where are people to live? Do you know, if you're depending on local people to have the Cabinet of Fáilte,
If councils are failing to deliver housing for their local areas, that's not really my place to fix. The guy who can fix that is your other guest. But there is also regulation out there. I stayed last year in San Diego and San Antonio, and I saw that there was a city tax. It's displayed in the Airbnb home. Disclosure, I like Airbnb. I think they've got great character. I find hotels too kind of, I guess, clinical or something. Anyway, I looked into it. Short-term rental occupancy, you have to pay $70 a year to apply for it. The license itself is over $1,000, and the standards for what you rent out is actually higher than regular rental accommodation. We can bring in standards, and that's easily done. But the idea, and the most dangerous idea, I think, is saying that you should go for planning permission. Because if you get planning permission and you turn this into some special category of building, you actually lock out the future homeowners that you say that you're trying to represent. Because you can't just buy a commercial building and go live in it any more than you can put a restaurant into the back of your garage. It becomes a building with a certain designation, and you then have to get different planning permission to turn it into a regular home to live in. So there's a huge amount about this, which is just, it's a frustration with the lack of housing. And basically every issue in Ireland at the moment is downstream of housing in some way, shape or form. But you're not going to stop Airbnb. You're not going to stop tourism. You're not going to stop people wanting to go to beautiful, wonderful areas.
Let's just clarify this. If you rent a room, you get a tax-free income up to, what, 1,400 euro a year?
14,000 a year.
14,000 a year. Yeah.
And if it's a penny above that, you pay tax on all of it. So, like, that's the definite ceiling.
Little earner. The people who are doing Airbnb, they pay tax on everything.
Yeah. And in fact,
after their expenses.
Strangely enough, because we actually allow people in council houses now to rent out rooms, we've effectively turned government property into a privatized, high-earning business in some cases. Like, there's a lot of things that when you're trying to solve something, you have to make mistakes in order to get ahead. But you've also got to make choices to try and solve the problem quick, even if you know it's not ideal. But this idea, A, will not be quick, B, won't solve the problem, and C, some of the suggestions are actually cooking grenades into the cake of our future property market. And it's just
the other element of a contradiction here is if I run an Airbnb, and it's a nice little earner because the rates can be quite high in the high season, I do pay tax on my net income after expenses. If I rent a room in a house in which I'm living, I get 14 grand tax free. Mm-hmm. If, however, I rent an entire property, I don't get any tax break.
No.
So there's no joined up thinking, it would appear to me there.
Well, this is the thing. Like, we really, what happens is there's basically a hierarchy of moral authority and property. Now, it's not officially written in code, but we talk about these things as if it exists. That, like, landlords, oh, they've got to be bad. An old lady owning a house, she has to be protected. You know, someone living in a house, that's good. Renter, they're okay, but, you know, they're not as good as someone who owns a house. You know, rent out a room, get 14,000 euro, that if you were to earn, by the way, to go out and work for it, if you were at the top rate of tax, you'd have to earn 28,000 to get the equivalent of it. Like, that's a huge amount of labor. And yet we'll say, okay, you can have that for free because you do this thing that's within our moral hierarchy. We've got to start thinking about this more in this way. The holiday homes, the areas that they're in, why are they derelict throughout the year? Typically because there's not high attractions for those areas throughout the winter months. Like, the places that we're saying are black spots for Airbnb are economic black spots in the past. They used to have problems with huge dereliction. Why don't we look at providing the opportunity for more housing, for providing some kind of grants for people who live and work in the area? You know, they've done that in many countries and many places where they want to attract police, nurses.
That's one of the points that Killian was making.
But there's other choices.
Killian, are you there?
I am indeed, yeah.
Just 2 points, you know, special grants for people living in areas that would be designated by the state as benefiting from that kind of thing to keep local people there. Now, you know what happens when they introduce rules for the Gaeltacht and the Cúpla Focal and all the rest of it. There's often war because people say that's discrimination. But leaving that aside, the fundamental problem, as Carl pointed out, is that you guys in the council are not building enough houses. End of.
But I suppose if we were to go back to my point, which is we already have housing stock, I can point you to, and anytime Cara wants to come down, I do.
No, but you have people on your housing list. Okay. And you're saying that it's up to the private sector in some way.
I have three social housing estates in this town that have more than 50% of their houses are already out as holiday homes and Airbnbs. So, you know, without some kind of controlling mechanism with regards to how those things function in the long term, we have a challenge. And unfortunately, you know, private property, and Carl is a big proponent of private property, and I have no problem with it. Mm-hmm. But
getting back to that fundamental point, 77 people that you were talking about in that area of Clare, over to Loop Head, 77 applications for your housing list, and you can't provide them. So why haven't you been building them?
Well, there's a bit of a... we're going to go on to another privatisation issue. At the end of the day, we have no wastewater treatment plant in Kilkee, and until we do get one, we cannot have we cannot build more houses.
Hang on a second.
That's a local
until
authority.
Irish Water took over Irish Water. These applications.
I'm not going to go back into the thing of who should have done it 50 years ago. This is the situation we're in now.
But
our
the thing
existing
is, like the
social housing stock, Carl. A lot of it is out in the open market and is being bought up as holiday homes.
That's because of your past decisions. I mean, the government effectively built housing estates that were, in a sense, like holiday resorts, but they didn't realise it and sold it off. Why would people want to go buy a social house and then stay in it as an Airbnb? It's because it's a beautiful area. I mean, the government built all these houses in these beautiful areas and then managed them badly. Like, this is my point.
And you'll have no argument for me.
Well, I'm not looking to argue with you because it's a fact.
We should never have sold our public housing stock, Carol.
But these errors continue with the continued right for people to buy homes, with the bad management of the number of people in homes. There's plenty of social houses where there's one person in a three-bed, a four-bed. This is a well-discussed issue. It happens
absolutely
in Clare the same as it does in Dublin. Why won't you manage those properties better? Move people around in them. Like, there is so many different ways to approach this that could be so positive. And we seem to want to look at something that we can touch, because it's easy to say Airbnb. I can imagine that's a bad guy, and therefore I can get on board with wanting that to be the problem. But it's not the actual problem. Actual problem is not enough houses, not enough good management of what we have, and really failing to say that there's a future where there's going to be even more people. That is a natural way this country is going. It's the natural way the world is going. We have to plan for that and start to deliver on it. And these ideas won't do any of those things.
All right, we'll leave it there. Carl Dieter, CEO of onlineapplications.com, and Fianna Fáil Councillor for West Clare, Cillian Murphy, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.